by the style. I think many people, if shown this cold, would think it was a great piece of 1930s Art Deco, possibly from Scandinavia. And the Hedwig beakers certainly don't look like anything that was produced in medieval Europe, which may well be why this extraordinary group of glasses was associated with a miracle. These beakers clearly don't belong to the world that they were found in. So where were they made? It's a question people have been asking for over 200 years, and we may now be near an answer, because scientific analysis of this glass and of other Hedwig beakers shows that they were made not out of the potash glass of European tradition, but out of soda ash glass made on the coast of Lebanon and Syria. The Hedwig beakers are so similar in shape, material and style that they must have been produced together in a single workshop. And that workshop must have been in one of those coastal cities. The glass was almost certainly made by Muslim craftsmen. We know that at this period lots of Islamic glass was made for export to Europe. Damascus glass appears in the inventories of many medieval treasuries. And Acre, the main trading centre of the Crusader Kingdom of Jerusalem, was the principal port for this trade. Historian of the Crusades, Professor Jonathan Riley.